This is WKOK Sunrise on your station for the best news, talk, and sports. News Radio 1070 WKOK and WKOK.com.
And thank you so much for joining us on WKOK Sunrise. Super glad to see you on the radio. And we got the usual suspects up here. Mr. Rob Center taking fabulous care of us, so we appreciate that. And we also have Matt Catrillo. He's clackety-clacking and sending news right into the newsroom as fast as he can, so we appreciate that. It is time to talk about the Tierra Trot. We've been talking about that for a couple of years. It's the Tierra Trot for Joy. It's a 5K and a virtual race coming up, and I imagine there's a fun component to that that even I could participate in. How about that? So that is coming up. Jill Israel is here. She's been here before. One of the organizers of the Tierra Trot. What's your actual title with all of this?
I am one of the co-founders.
A co-founder. All right. Super. So we appreciate you coming back. We didn't scare you away the first time. And you have brought a returning guest. Is it the other co-founder? Or
there are several co-founders, but yes, this is one of the important co-founders.
Several suspects involved. We'd like to stay around here. So Tiffany Shade is here. So welcome back.
Good morning. Thank you.
Well, thank you so much for coming in. Before we get into some of the details about this, I just want to say why this is a 5K fundraiser. You know, there's that kind of thing is around here. But you guys really feel deeply about this. You work all year. You got prize. You brought a small gift for myself and for Tom Morgan. So we're really grateful for that. This is obsession's not the right word, but this is a real mindset that you're going to work on this fundraising really all year round. Tell me about that, Tiffany.
Absolutely. It's something we really are passionate about. Jill's sister, Joy, passed away 2 years ago on August 11th, and within a week, we were all sitting around a breakfast table, and we came up with the idea for a 5K fundraiser to remember the life of Joy. And in organizing the fundraiser, we decided that it needed to be so much more than just a 5K. And so we have put together a nonprofit organization. We are a 501c3, so any donations that are made are tax deductible, but all year long we're working on raising money to remember the life of Joy, to provide opportunities for individuals in the special needs community, and really to help support those family members and caregivers of that same community.
Tens of thousands of dollars raised so far, something like that?
To date, we've been able to donate $18,000 to EOS Therapeutic Riding Horses in Bloomsburg.
All right. Well, yeah, you probably went from maybe being an asterisk thought and a grateful pre-advance thank you for them saying, oh my gosh, somebody's going to raise money for us, goody, goody. Then you walk up there with 10 grand, you know, and that's an eye-opener. Your thoughts on this, the fact that, of course, your sister, Joy, to this day, being brought up and talked about is really exactly what this is all about.
Yes, it's very special to us. I think especially to, you know, my family, my parents, it means a lot to us that we have the support of the community around us and that we can do this and that we can also give back to an organization that she was involved in for over 25 plus years and that just really impacted her life in such a positive way and really brought joy to her. And that's really part of our mission is bringing joy to the journey. And so we are very thankful for the opportunity to be able to do that.
Bringing joy to the journey.
Yes.
I like that. Boy, that's a bumper sticker just waiting to happen if it hasn't already. So tell me about Joy. I think I have a glimpse of her because of our conversations in the past, nonverbal. So, you know, she didn't have a conversation with anybody, but you knew what she was thinking and you know what you liked.
Joy was on the autism spectrum and she was nonverbal, but she had her own way of communicating exactly what she wanted. And, you know, she greeted everybody with a big smile, usually a hug. And she was just always so excited and full of life. And she loved glitter, sparkles. That's where the tiara came in and just all of sharing her sparkle with other people. We wanted the event to just represent kind of her personality and her legacy.
Run, roll, or stroll your tiara off.
That's right.
Please tell me about that.
So we wanted to provide the opportunity for runners to run a 5K. We do have prizes for people who run, but we also wanted to bring in our mission, where it's in all abilities, where we want to provide opportunities for the special needs community. So there is a path at East Snyder Park that you can roll a wheelchair, or you know, if you're not able to run, you can walk on the path as well. So it really provides an opportunity for everyone in the community to participate.
So 5K typically has a fun walk and fun run associated with it. So this is that. And then roll and stroll is what you're talking about, that out at East Snyder, that you can participate in that way.
Right. And strollers are also welcome on the 5K course or on the roll and stroll course.
All right. So this is really, I mean, and this, and set the scene at this. Now you've had a couple of these. How many have you had so far?
This is our second in-person event in 2020. We actually did a completely virtual event, and we just promoted that through our social media and, you know, just, again, sending the positive message of joy to the community and trying to get people involved in that way.
Isn't that funny? It's only the second, but it's really part of the mindset around here already. The Tierra Trot has a meaning to people around here. Out at East Snyder Park, which is just outside Sealands Grove, of course, the all-inclusive playground is there, and so folks would already be familiar with that if they know people or have somebody in their family who is a varying ability, a person with a varying ability. So, okay, so tell us the details. Jill, just go over the details, where, when, why, how do we sign up, and tell us where to get more information.
Our website is www.joymartsmemorial.com. You can also go to runsignup.com, and if you search for the Tierra Trot, you can find that on there. The event is Sunday, November 7th. We start at 11 a.m., and registration starts at 9:15 a.m., and it is at East Snyder Park in Sealands Grove.
All right, and this is raising money for some things that Joy enjoyed. The EOS Riding Center, which is you know, kind of a little off the beaten path in Columbia County, but lots of folks know where that is. Tell me about that facility just in general.
I do want to mention that we also provided a scholarship this year for a student at Line Mountain. So she was able to ride throughout the year. And I'm going to pass this along to Tiffany because I know she wants to touch on a few things about the importance of therapeutic horseback riding and just what it provides the special needs community.
So EOS is such a special part of the community. They really provide the opportunity for individuals with special needs. And I believe they also work with veterans in the community. So it's such a therapeutic place where people can go and just have a great day. You know, Jill's mom, Cindy, mentioned that even if Joy was having a bad day, they could take her to EOS and they welcomed her with open arms and it could turn Joy's day around. And so we really feel strongly about that. And the reason that we donate so much money is because EOS does charge a fee to riders who are able to provide, pay the tuition, but that only covers 24% of their total expenses for the year. So they really rely on fundraising and people's generous donations to keep the program running. And so it's really important that we support a organization that has such a profound impact on the community.
Yeah, it's a genuine nonprofit right around here that's just doing
right
a lot of good,
exactly,
and helping a lot of people.
Exactly, exactly.
And the Martz Gap View Hunting Preserve is within the Martz family, so that's in some way associated with this. So thus the Line Mountain reference. We should mention that Joy was from the Line Mountain region.
Right.
Yeah, tell me more about the geography of, you know, this lower Northumberland County group that has pulled together to make this happen.
It's a group of eight ladies that are family and close friends. And after Joy passed away, for me, it was a part of the healing process. I just felt the need to do something. And so it was, doing this helped me and our family, I think, to heal. And so I presented this to some of my closest friends and family, and it just was brought to life, like Tiff said, over breakfast. And we just realized we wanted to be bigger than just remembering Joy. We really wanted her legacy to live on and to share that with other people and just, again, bring joy to their lives.
And you guys don't think small, apparently.
No, we do not. That's not how we operate. We knew that we wanted to do the event, but we knew it had to be so much more because Joy was so much more. And, you know, what started out as a 5K, then we're like, well, what else can we do? And so we found other ways throughout the year to raise money. You know, we have two bake sales, one at Easter, one at Thanksgiving. We also, Jill's brother Mike hosted an event at the Gap Hunting Preserve, which was a huge fundraiser for us. And it just different ways to be able to raise money, and all of it gets donated to EOS.
And Jill mentioned it was part of healing for her. Explain how this is, in everything there is some good, I think, is, buried in there as a scriptural reference somewhere. But that's what you're doing. You are making sure that Joy's death is remembered with joy. But there's a little personal healing associated with this, too.
Oh, sure. You know, you see, you know, I personally saw Jill, you know, how Joy's death affected her and her family. And when you see such a close friend, you know, we've been friends for 20 plus years, you know, close friends, our children are being raised together. We're really good friends. And seeing someone like that struggle, you have to support someone like that. And, you know, whatever Jill would have said to do, we would have done. And, you know, it's just getting started and learning so many things. Like, for example, the average age of someone with autism to live, the life expectancy, is 36 years. I didn't know that before, you know, we started this process. And learning that is just...
It's kind of mind-boggling.
It is. Yes. And how can you not do something to support that community where the life expectancy is 36 years old with someone with autism? You know, it's like Jill said, it's mind-boggling. So we had to do something.
Yeah, you and I might think, oh my gosh, well, I got to 36 years old. Well, you guys haven't yet, but you will at some point.
Right.
But then you say, okay, well, geez, I have another 36 years to learn to ride horses, and then maybe another 36 years where I can do something else. But you're saying time is of the essence when it comes to really making sure that some young people with pretty significant impairments get an opportunity to just make the most out of life.
That's right. Our motto is find joy in the journey, and we really want to provide that for the caregivers of the special needs community, for the special needs community themselves. It goes far beyond that. You know, we've learned to find joy in the journey. You know, right. When you're having a hard day, it's just become a mindset of ours. There has to be something good in every day, and when you look for that, it changes your perspective, and it's life-changing. So, I mean, really, this organization, what we've learned throughout the process, what we've done together as a group, it really has helped all of us find joy in the journey.
Well, yeah, and look at here at the radio station, I didn't know Joy, but, now I sort of have a picture of her in my mind, and the EOS Center is being brought up and talked about, and Joy's being introduced to more people. All right, well, I'll do the same thing I did now that I did at the beginning, reiterate the who, what, when, where, why. If folks want to sign up for the 5K and the roll and stroll at the event.
Okay, so we will be at East Snyder Park in Selins Grove, Pennsylvania for the Tierra Trot for Joy 5K and Roll and Stroll. And it is Sunday, November 7th at 11 a.m. The registration is at 9:15 a.m. And you can also register ahead of time online at www.joymartsmemorial.com or at Run Sign Up.
Yeah, runsignup.com. They're stepping up to a lot of things around here. But joymartsmemorial.com is there all year. I'm sure there's an event click through on there.
Correct.
For this, and
yep.
Future events are going to be there as well. Well, thank you both so much for all you're doing. They must be so happy that you existed all up at EOS because, just bringing this up and, you know, putting it in front of people is just as noteworthy as the contribution itself. Jill Martz Yisrael is here, one of the co-founders, and one of her other co-founders, the team of eight. Tiffany Shade is here, co-founder and a committee member. Thank you both so much for coming in today.
Thank you so much
for
having
us. Thank you so much.